You.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I appreciate you letting us be a part of your morning. Thank you for letting me take a couple, three days off in the last week for a vacation. Tom, I want to thank you. You and Chris did a bang-up job. I listened.
What do you mean you listened?
I was headed to the airport Wednesday morning.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were listening online while you were wherever you were.
Now, when I go on vacation, I completely unplug.
I do, too.
And I know I shouldn't.
Other people don't, but what's the point of a vacation if you don't unplug?
Yeah, and I just had to. To be honest with you, I was bouncing around all over the place this vacation, but I completely unplugged. But I was on my way to the airport, and I caught just a couple minutes of the show, and the day just blended together. I believe it was Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday was my first day out last week.
Right.
Okay, so I'm on my way to the airport, and you're like, you do the, all right, let's take a look at the weather. Let's get an update with the temperatures around it. And my computer is not working.
You enjoyed that, did you?
And no, it'll be here in a second. Let's just wait. And I expected to hear in the background, doo, doo.
You expected to hear swearing, maybe.
And yeah.
I think I turned the mic off before I started swearing.
And then it's just like. And then the next thing was like, okay, well, the technology's not exactly working. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought,
yeah.
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to text you right then and went, I just wanted to just text you and go, thank you for the job security.
Welcome to my world, yes.
It was great. All right, so I did travel a bit on my vacation, and I've got great TSA stories. Absolutely fantastic.
Did you get groped by the TSA?
Sure did.
All right.
Sure did.
You look suspicious. That's why they pull you aside.
I got, where did I get groped? I got groped in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
As I went through. Now, first of all, let me explain. I don't know why this is, but every time I go through Central Wisconsin Airport, the one out there in Mosinee,
right.
Every time I go through there, they toss my luggage. I don't care if I pack everything and it's labeled and everything is exact. They always toss my luggage.
Well, they know who you are. They recognize your voice.
Nobody knows.
And they decide, well, you know, this guy usually packs, so we got to make sure he didn't accidentally forget to unload his gun before he got on the plane.
You know what I carry in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I had to leave it in the car. So I go through and they go, well, we're going to have to, you know, and I said, of course you do, because every time I come through this airport, you toss my luggage.
You started arguing with the guy.
I didn't argue. I said, of course you do. I said, this is the only airport. I said, I have flown from one coast to the other in the last year several times, and this airport, the hub of terrorist activity in Wausau, Wisconsin, you're the only people that toss my luggage. Of course, go right ahead.
And what did he say?
I said, my underwear is right on top for you to just throw around and make sure everybody. And he just smiled. And then
he's heard it all before.
Of course, he didn't care. And by the way, it was a she. However, I will say this. They made me toss my coffee. I was walking into the security line with coffee and a zucchini bread thing. They made me throw my coffee away, but I kept the zucchini bread.
Well, as often as you fly, you should know you can't take liquid.
I know. So I drank most of my coffee, but I guess they were distracted by the coffee because I kept my zucchini bread.
That's okay. You can take zucchini bread
on
the plane with you, sure.
I thought that was considered to be some kind of easily moldable plastic explosive.
No, God.
It was a little later, if you know what I'm saying.
You can take lunch on with you, I believe, correct?
So, no, I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't know. That's why they charge you $9.75 for a pack of chewing gum once you're at the gate. All right, so anyway, so I get through there, but here at CWA, they toss my luggage.
Yeah.
I had to put everything back. Then later on in another part of the trip, I'm leaving Chicago, and I take everything off. I go through the scanner,
mm-hmm.
and the thing beeps at me. They said, "Do you have anything in your pockets?" I said, "No, I don't." Went through the scanner again. Beep. I'm like, "Oh man, what the heck is going on?" And I had everything off. Do you have any medical implants? It's like, not that I'm aware of. No. Beep. Well, sir, we're going to have to pat you down. I said, well, yeah, I kind of expected this. Guy takes me over to the corner of the security area.
Behind the little curtain, right?
No.
No curtain?
And he, no curtain. And he asks, he says, now, I'm going to pat you down with the back of my hands, this, that, and the other thing. I said, yeah, I know. He said, now, would you like a private room for this, or is here okay? I said, am I going to owe you money after we're done? Because if that's the case, yeah, a private room. But
he's never heard that one before.
I said, but if it's just going to be consensual, right here is fine. Dude, that is the first time I've been thoroughly patted down in recent years. When I say thoroughly patted down, son, I mean thoroughly patted down.
This guy enjoys his job?
I would hate to have his job because he gets handsy. And granted, it's with the back of his hand.
Well, that is his job.
But he's still, you know, juggling things, if you know what I'm saying. And it was like, dude, I don't like this at all. This is not my idea of fun. So there was that.
And did they find out why the thing was beeping?
Yes, I forgot change in my pocket. I had change in my
pocket. Isn't that the first thing you look for when the thing beeps?
Yeah, I didn't. It was down in the corner. You know, I wear those cargo shorts.
I bet he was ready to slap you. What is this?
You know, I wear cargo shorts. So, I mean, I took my wallet. I took my money clip out, and I took my earbuds that I carry with. All the stuff. I had it all. I forgot, like, 75 cents in change. And that's what made. And I told him, I said, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was down in there. He goes, yeah, no problem. Everything works fine. Everything's great. Don't worry about it. So there it is. Those are just some of the TSA stories I have.